And that's what this is all geared toward fundamentally, is making this city a great place for pedestrians, because pedestrians are the ones that are going to frequent the shops, they're going to be walking around to the place where they live, that sort of thing. And that's what, I mean, it was these consultants who came here from Boston were really struck by how vibrant Asheville's street life is, and that's what they heard from the public, too. That's what we really value about this city. What we also really value about it is our place in the mountains, our nature, you know, our ability to just look up and see mountains, even though we're in the middle of downtown. So that's another thing that would be lost if you just had nothing but giant cubes filling downtown like you do in a place like Charlotte, for instance. So so if you can imagine, before I read these six things, let me draw a little picture for you real quick. Imagine the boxes under your Christmas tree. And just take one of the bigger boxes, the ones that all the kids want to know what's in it. You know, it's a big doll, maybe, no batteries included. And lay that box down. Maybe it's about 10 inches high. Well, then grab one of the boxes that has a shirt in it. It's a little smaller, a little flatter. Lay that on top of the doll box. And finally, grab a shoe box and stand it up on its end on top of that shirt box. And if you can get all that to stand up, then you can get an idea of what kind of the archetypal master plan building would look like. It's not a giant cube. It's kind of it's stepped back. It's narrowed. It's slender as it goes up. And that way, it helps preserve the view. It helps let sunlight into the street area. It doesn't look so intimidating as you're walking past it, and it's just a little more attractive than something like the BB&T building. So really, all these requirements are kind of geared around that fundamental shape.